Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 39. Coffee Break Chinese.
我是马克。大家好，我是Crystal。很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
We are delighted to be back with our penultimate episode in our course, or in this series at least, and we are going to be continuing to follow my adventures in China, which are almost coming to an end, Crystal, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. So did you enjoy your time in China, Mark?
Absolutely. I think it was such an eye-opener because I was, it was the first time I'd been there. And the fact that I had a little bit of Mandarin, that certainly helped. And I think the opportunity to practice it in lots of different situations, and Hong Yu's help, of course, was vital to my experience there. And hopefully if our listeners get a chance to go to China or another Chinese-speaking area, the fact that they've been listening to Coffee Break Chinese will help them.
I'm sure.
Now, today we are joining Hong Yu again, and we're actually going to be visiting some of Hong Yu's relatives, and we'll find out more about this in our conversation. So, shall we get started? 准备好了吗?
开始吧!
Okay, so as I said there, we're going to be listening to another conversation this week. It's a conversation between me and Hong Yu and then some of his family members. As usual, we'll listen to this all the way through first and then we'll have a chat about it. Let's have a listen.
你好，马克。你好，Hong Yu。你今天怎么样？今天很好，我肚子不疼了。太棒了，你想去我表妹的生日聚会吗？
Yao Mei is your cousin, your female cousin? And I know that 生日 is birthday, so is it your cousin's birthday?
太聪明了。And 聚会 is party. 太棒了。她多大了？她16岁。我们会给她买一个大蛋糕。她喜欢巧克力蛋糕。非常好。I
have to be honest, Crystal. I think my 非常好 at the end there was, I have not understood what you said, but I'll nod and smile and I think it'll all be okay.
I think you heard 巧克力.
Yes, I did hear 巧克力. Uh-huh. That's the important word in there. Mm-hmm. Let's go through this part of the conversation. Obviously, there's the other part of the conversation still to come, but while we've heard this part, let's go through it in more detail. So to begin with, Hong Yu and I greet each other.
Mm-hmm. 你好，马克。
你好，Hong Yu。你今天怎么样？今天很好，我肚子不疼了。太棒了。Okay,
so after greeting each other, Hong Yu asked me,
你今天怎么样?
So how's it going today? Mm-hmm. And my response was, 今天很好, and then I said something about my previous feelings, which had turned into, more positive feelings. What did I say?
我肚子不疼了。
So we know that 肚子 is stomach, and this time it's 不疼了, it's no longer feeling sore.
Yes.
So I had a sore stomach previously after my hot pot and iced water, I think.
Yeah, 火锅和冰水。火锅和冰水.
Uh-huh. So that was what gave me the sore stomach last time. Mm-hmm. However, I have no longer a sore stomach. 我肚子不疼了. Yeah. And Hong Yu's pleased about that. He says, 太棒了. Mm-hmm. And then he asks me a question. Let's listen to Hong Yu's question.
你想去我表妹的生日聚会吗?
Yao Mei is your cousin? Your female cousin? And I know that 生日 is birthday, so is it your cousin's birthday?
太聪明了。And 聚会 is party.
太棒了。
Okay, so let's talk about this in a little more detail. When Hong Yu asks me the question, what exactly does he say?
你想去我表妹的生日聚会吗?
Okay, so the only new word in there is 聚会, which, as Hong Yu explains, is party.
Yeah.
So if we go through the word by word, 你想去, so do you want to go?
Yeah.
我表妹, my cousin, 的生日, my cousin's birthday.
Yeah.
聚会, party, ma. Question word. So let's hear the whole sentence again.
你想去我表妹的生日聚会吗?
So I remember that the word 表妹 is cousin.
Do you remember from which side? Mother's side or father's side?
Okay. Was one of these biao mei, and the other one is something to do with tang. So tang mei. Okay. I'm going to guess mother.
Yeah, biao mei is mother's side. Tang is father's side.
Father's side, right. Okay. It's quite a while since we learned all those family members, and there were lots to learn, I seem to remember at the time. But this is Hung Yu's female cousin on his mother's side.
Yeah.
And when I explain what I think he's said, what does Hung Yu say?
太聪明了.
And what does that mean?
You're very smart.
Ah, 聪明.
Or
okay.
Clever.
Very clever. 太聪明了.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he explains 聚会 is party.
But we also translate 聚会 to 派对. It's just like translation for party.
Say that again.
派对.
So 派对 is another word for party.
Yeah.
So we could talk about
生日派对.
生日派对.
Yes.
Okay. Right. We'll put that in the notes so that you can see how 派对 is spelled in pinyin and also in our characters. Good. So that's an alternative word there. And then I ask a question about Hong Yu's biao mei. Ta duo da le?
Ta shi liu sui.
So my question was?
Ta duo da le?
So what age is she?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was?
Ta shi liu sui.
Shi liu sui. So she is 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hong Yu goes on to say something, a complicated sentence. We're going to need your help with this, Crystal.
Yep, yep.
Let's have a listen.
我们会给他买一个大蛋糕，他喜欢巧克力蛋糕，非常好。Okay,
Crystal, can you help us with this? If we go through this sentence word by word.
Yeah, so 我们 is
we.
会 means we will. And 给他 for her.
Right.
买 to buy. 一个 one measure word.
Yep. 个
is a word measure word. 大 is big.
Big, yeah.
蛋糕. A cake.
Right, okay.
So we're going to buy her a big cake.
Mm-hmm.
她喜欢巧克力蛋糕. You know chocolate.
So that's chocolate, yes.
Yeah, so she
likes
chocolate
cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can I try saying this then?
Mm-hmm.
我们会给她买一个大蛋糕. Oh, 蛋糕.
蛋糕.
她喜欢.
喜欢.
喜欢. 巧克力蛋糕。非常好。 Okay, one more time. 我们会给她买一个大蛋糕。她喜欢巧克力蛋糕。蛋糕。<laughs> Almost right.
Almost.
Okay, so we're going to buy her
a big chocolate
cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree that that sounds like a great idea, even though at the time I wasn't 100% sure. I knew it involved chocolate, so that's always 非常好. Okay, so there is a further part of this conversation where obviously we're at the party itself. But before we get there, let's take a short break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, as we know, we are off to Hong Yu's Biao Mei's party, the Zhu Hui, or what did you call it?
Pai Dui.
Pai Dui. We're going to the party and we're going to be meeting Hong Yu's cousin and indeed another family member. So let's listen to the next part of the conversation.
听一听。这是我的表妹。你好,我叫马克。你叫什么?我叫陈一。祝你生日快乐。
谢谢你。你收到了什么礼物? 我收到了一瓶香水,一块手表,一条项链,还有一本英文书。我喜欢学英语。Okay,
I understood. I think the English book, 英文书.
陈一,你可以跟马克练习你的英语。I
got an English book, a bottle of perfume?
很好。
A necklace, 手表英语怎么说?
A watch.
a watch.
你在哪儿学英语？
我在学校学英语，我喜欢看英文电影。
好极了，你的英语很好。
马克，这是我的阿姨。
你好，马克，你在中国怎么样？
非常好，我们去了故宫，我们还去了长城，中国很美。
我听说苏格兰也很美。
是的，希望你们来苏格兰旅游。
我很期待去苏格兰旅游。
我想去苏格兰学习。
我期待你们来苏格兰。
Okay, so there were perhaps two parts of this conversation、mm-hmm. where we first of all find out about Chun Yi、
yeah.
and her birthday presents,、mm-hmm. all the things that she got for her birthday.
She got a lot of birthday
she
gifts.
She did, yes, very, very lucky girl. And then we also talked to her mum, who、yeah. is Hong Yu's aunt,
Ayi,、
mm-hmm. and we talked a little about Sugelan、mm-hmm. and the difference between Sugelan and Zhongguo.、
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. And again, we're going to go through all of this in detail.、
Mm-hmm.
There is some new vocabulary in here, which is always good to learn.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a listen to the conversation in more detail now.
这是我的表妹。
你好，我叫马克。你叫什么？
我叫陈一。
祝你生日快乐。
谢谢你。
Okay, so that's straightforward enough.、
Mm.
Hong Yu introduced his cousin, and I introduced myself,、mm-hmm. and I asked her what her name was, and her name was?
陈一。
陈一、
mm-hmm.
And then I wished her a happy birthday, so I said,
祝你生日快乐。
So the 祝 there is wishing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wish you 祝你生日快乐。
Mm-hmm.Birthday happy.
So, birthday happy.、
Mm-hmm.
And she thanked me.、
Yeah.
And then I asked a question. Now, I have to admit here to our listeners that Hong Yu helped me with some questions beforehand because I didn't suddenly、
uh-huh.
know all these words and phrases.、
Uh-huh.
So I knew that I was going to ask her this particular question. So、
uh-huh.
let's have a listen to the question I asked and her answer.
你收到了什么礼物？
我收到了一瓶香水。一块手表，一条项链，还有一本英文书。我喜欢学英语。
Okay, Crystal, there's a lot of new vocabulary here.
And a lot of measure words, different measure words here.
Different measure words for、mm-hmm. each of the different things that、
yeah.
Chun Yi received as a present or as gifts for her birthday. So I asked her the question.
你收到了什么礼物？
So can you help us work、mm-hmm. out what different parts of that question、
yeah.
mean? The 什么 is the what.
Yeah, so 你, you, 收到 means received,、
mm-hmm.
with plus a 了, because she has already
received.
什么 what? 礼物 is gifts.
礼物. So I think we've come across 礼物 before, as a, when we're buying gifts or souvenirs、
yes.
or something like、
yes.
that. So 你收到了什么礼物?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 礼物.
对。
礼物. So what...gifts did you receive?、
Mm-hmm.
And so Chang Yi responded with 我收到了 I received.
Yeah.
And then she, let's hear the first thing that she received.
一瓶香水。
So, 一瓶, so that's a measure word.
Uh-huh.
And she's talking about 香水, something about water.
Yes, literal translation, 香 means fragrant.
Right.
Fragrant water.
So that would be perfume,
yes,
as she says. Okay,、
yes.
so, and the ping, that's the same word as we've learned for beer and things
yeah,
like that.
Exactly,
a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
yeah. So a bottle of perfume.
Yeah.
一瓶香水
mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the next item that she received.
一块手表
Right. So the 表, has that got something to do with cousin?
exactly same character, same pronunciation, but、
uh-huh.
different meaning in this case.
Okay, just to complicate things.
Uh-huh,、yeah. uh-huh. So 手 is hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
手表 is a watch.
Right, so 手表 so it's two third tones there. The first tone...
It changes to second tone.
Yeah, okay. So 手表 a watch.
Uh-huh.
And why is... What's the thing about 快?
快 is a measure word for a watch.
Okay.So the whole phrase was?
一块手表。
一块手表。So one watch.、
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the next thing that Chang Yi received?
一条项链。
项链。So what's a 项链?
项 is your neck.
链
is a chain, a neck chain.
A neck chain, so a necklace.
Yes.
And I'm guessing 条 is the measure word for necklaces?
Yeah, because it's a long string, so you use 条.
Okay. And then she said 还有, so and also.
Yeah. 一本英文书.
So that's the bit I recognize. A 书 is a book.
Yeah.
And it's not just any book, it's an 英文书, an English book. And then she gave us some further information about 英语.
She said, 我喜欢学英语.
So I like to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done all of that. And we've mentioned all those words before. So 我喜欢学英语.
Mm-hmm.
I like to learn English. Okay, let us listen to the next part of the conversation where I try to work out some of the things that she received.
你收到了什么礼物?
我收到了一瓶香水，一块手表，一条项链，还有一本英文书。我喜欢学英语。
Okay, I understood. I think the English book, 英文书。
陈一，你可以跟马克练习你的英语。
I got an English book, a bottle of perfume.
很好。
A necklace, 手表英语怎么说？
A watch.
A watch.
Okay, so Hong Yu asked Cheng Yi to do something. What did he say?
你可以跟马克练习你的英语。
Right, so what's going on here? You can do something.
跟 means with someone. Uh-huh. 马克 is you.
Yep.
练习 practice.
Practice.
你的 your英语。
Of course, so
English.
It's the 练习 that I wasn't getting there. 练习 to practice. So 你可以跟马克练习你的英语。You can practice your English with Mark. Okay, and of course, Cheng Yi did that very well indeed. She went through the different things that she received. And then at the end of that part, I have a question for Cheng Yi.
你在哪儿学英语?
我在学校学英语，我喜欢看英文电影。
好极了，你的英语很好。
Right, okay, so my question to Cheng Yi was,
你在哪儿学英语?
So you at where learn English, where do you learn English?
Yeah.
And she said in response,
我在学校学英语。
Okay, so I at school learn English.
Mm-hmm. And then she added it.我喜欢看英文电影。
Right, I am not 100% sure about 电影, but I think I can guess is it films?
Yes, word by word, 电 means electricity.
Electric, yeah.
影 is a shadow.
That's right, I think we've spoken about this before.
Yes.
I think we have. So what she's saying is, I like, 我喜欢看,
watch,
英文, English, 电影, films.
Yes.
Okay. And then I said, 好极了,你的英语很好。So what am I saying there?
Your English is very good.
Excellent. Okay, and then we move on to the next part of the conversation where Hong Yu introduces me to his aunt.
马克,这是我的阿姨。
你好，马克，你在中国怎么样？
非常好，我们去了故宫，我们还去了长城，中国很美。
Okay, so the aunt asks me, how are things going in China?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear that.
你在中国怎么样？
And I say that they're going really well.
Mm-hmm.
We visited the Forbidden City. We also visited the Great Wall. And I comment that China is very pretty. Can we hear all of that?
非常好。我们去了故宫。我们还去了长城。中国很美。
And I think that that Hong Yu's aunt is going to comment also on 苏格兰, which is, of course, Scotland. Let's have a listen.
我听说苏格兰也很美。
是的，希望你们来苏格兰旅游。
我很期待去苏格兰旅游。
我想去苏格兰学习。
我期待你们来苏格兰。
Okay, so there's quite a lot in that last little section, and there's a couple of interesting phrases. So first of all, the Hong Yu's aunt said, I hear or I heard that Scotland is very beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I've complimented China and she's complimenting Scotland in return. Yeah. What did she say?
我听说苏格兰也很美.
So this 听说, is that like hear, speak?
Yes.
I have heard say that Scotland is also very beautiful. 也很美. And it's Hong Yu that replies, sure, it is indeed. And since Hong Yu is living in Scotland, I've got to know him in Scotland, although we're currently in China, obviously. He says that he hopes that you, talking to Cheng Yi and his aunt, can also travel to Scotland. So how does he say that?
希望你们来苏格兰旅游. So he used the word 来 is to come to.
Yeah.
So based on he is from Scotland.
Yeah, so he's living in Scotland.
Yeah.
And therefore he's asking them to come. He's saying that he hopes that they can travel to Scotland. And the verb for travel is?
旅游.
旅游. So to travel. And we continue talking about travel because, in fact, Hong Yu's aunt comments that she is looking forward to coming to Scotland. Mm-hmm. She says,
我很期待去苏格兰旅游.
So I am very much looking forward to going to Scotland, to travel to Scotland.
Yeah, so pay attention. This time, Ai said 去, to go to, rather to than to, lai, to come.
Okay, yeah. So it's the relative nature of where they are. So the lai is to, or lai rather, is to come and 去, to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Cheng Yi also added in something she said.
我想去苏格兰学习.
So she's not necessarily thinking about coming to travel to Scotland and traveling in Scotland. She wants to 学习. She wants to study there.
对.
So 我想去苏格兰学习. I want to go to Scotland to study.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I'm looking forward to welcoming them all to Scotland.
我期待你们来苏格兰.
Excellent. Okay, so it's now time to listen to the whole of the second part of the conversation again. And hopefully now, having gone through it all, you'll understand everything.
这是我的表妹。你好,我叫马克。你叫什么?我叫陈一。祝你生日快乐。谢谢你。你收到了什么礼物?我收到了一瓶香水,一块手表。 一条项链,还有一本英文书。我喜欢学英语。
Okay, I understood. I think the English book, 英文书.
陈一,你可以跟马克练习你的英语。
I got an English book, a bottle of perfume?
很好。
A necklace, 手表英语怎么说?
A watch.
A watch.
你在哪儿学英语?
我在学校学英语,我喜欢看英文电影。好极了,你的英语很好。马克,这是我的阿姨。你好,马克,你在中国怎么样?
非常好,我们去了故宫,我们还去了长城,中国很美。我听说苏格兰也很美。
是的,希望你们来苏格兰旅游。我很期待去苏格兰旅游。我想去苏格兰学习。我期待你们来苏格兰。Okay,
now you can access the notes for this lesson, which will provide the whole conversation in pinyin and in Chinese characters, and also our video version where you'll see all the words and phrases on the screen. And also the bonus materials, the bonus audio materials, which will help you practice what has been covered with some translation questions. And all of that is part of the premium version of Coffee Break Chinese. You can find out all you need to know about that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget that you can follow Coffee Break Chinese on social media. Just search for Coffee Break Chinese on Facebook. We are at Learn Chinese on Twitter. And you can also keep up with the Coffee Break team on Instagram. Just search for Coffee Break Languages. Post a comment and ask know how you're getting on learning Chinese with us.
And of course, also check out our YouTube channel. That's Coffee Break Languages on YouTube. You can subscribe to our videos there and get new videos regularly for help with your language learning. That's it for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. And we would like to welcome you back to our next episode, which is the final one in the series.
欢迎下次再来 Coffee Break Chinese.
谢谢，再见。
再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.